Adrian Amos. Fires over the middle, broken up nicely down. Adrian Amos. 39 of the Bears. They're going to go swing route left. Boom. Right up the field. And tackle made. Nicely done.
13 rookie safeties are in the National Football League. Only two start. Landon Collins in New York. Adrian Amos right now for the Chicago Bears. And the scouts claim that this safety class was not a great one. To start at safety in the National Football League is not simple. And you experienced the highs and lows of it. How would you categorize it?
You know, I think everybody has their own individual, situation. I find it, fun as a challenge. Moving to the safety position full-time and really getting to learn, the safety position. I've learned a lot, since I've been here about the position, never was taught before because, I used to bounce around. I played corner, nickel, dime. I played every position on the field in the same game.
There were times you were true deep safety. You were in that box. You played slot corner coverage. You blitzed. You were the nickel. You played man. You played deep half. To me, the more you can do label that NFL coaches love to have for players, you fit that definition to a T.
Yeah, I try to. That's something I was taught growing up. I never actually played one position, since I've been playing football. So, I was taught, keep all your options open, just learn football. Try to learn what everybody has to do, just in case. I was the kid that, all right, I can do this, coach. Let me go do this. Let me try this.
Growing up in Baltimore, you've talked about this at some length. How you feel about the city, about the disturbance over the summer and so forth.
We get a lot of, press for negative things, but I think it's a lot of positive that comes from that. And it's a lot of athletes coming up from Baltimore, a lot of them having more opportunities now. I think, it starts with the children, teaching them, and that's why I want to give back. A lot of them have the ability, have talent, have the smarts, but they don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do, and they don't have a lot of people that care about them enough to tell them that.
You grew up in a home of discipline, right? Your mom and dad laid the law down, especially dad, who is in law enforcement, obviously.
Even though my mother and father weren't together and they was in separate households, I still got to spend time with both of them. It was beneficial because they both enforced the same type of things. My father was more about respect and things of that nature, and then my mother was more on grades and get this done, or you're not going to practice, get this done, or you can't play on this basketball team.
You're a loyal guy, and you got to be tough-minded given that, not to mention what went on at Penn State. Not many guys did what you did in State.
It made it easier that I had a couple other players that were with me that I hung out with. We called ourselves the Super Six at that time.
Right.
We talk every day and we all check on each other and see how we're doing. That situation, made us even closer, and you got brothers, family for a lifetime.
Do you feel you're a building block for what's about to unfold here in years to come for the Chicago Bears?
I try to take everything day by day. Because when you start looking ahead, you start slipping right now. So if I don't handle right now, I can't be nothing, moving forward.